You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it.
Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you feel like the gem. Sneakers and streetwear so fresh, every step feels fly.
eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach.
Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
I Suck at Dating with Dean Ungler and Jared Haven, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Hey, welcome to Help I Suck at Dating. Another episode, Dean, myself, and we have the wonderful Sierra Jackson joining us once again for today's podcast. And we also have a very special guest who is the CEO and founder of several global six and seven figure businesses and brands. It is Rebecca Lynn Pope. Rebecca, how are you?
I am doing wonderful. How are you guys doing?
We are doing well. So tell us a little bit about Marry Me Now, the new unscripted series.
So Marry Me Now, I'm the brand new host, brand new show. We premiere this week. And I am coaching and guiding eight beautiful Houston women who are going to propose to their boyfriends. Mm. And if they say yes, they're going to get married right then.
Whoa.
So okay. I'm guiding them through proposal, but also planning an entire wedding, helping them do wedding preparation and planning in 3 days, an entire wedding. So we're together a total of 3 days getting all of that done.
How did you find these couples? Because it takes a special kind of person, especially in today's day and age, for the girl to propose to the guy, right?
Yeah, I am very open and vocal about saying I believe 99% of women, if surveyed, would say, absolutely not. I would never, ever in a million years propose to anyone.
Yep.
So definitely a much smaller, percentage, I think, of the female population would even be willing to do this, much less do it, right, on national television. So yeah, casting was, they had to be very thorough and they had to really reach out and put up a lot of marketing in order to get the women who were willing to do this.
For what it's worth, I've talked about it on this podcast before. I'm totally fine with just being in a partnership with my girlfriend for the rest of our lives, but she wants to get married. And I told her, I was like, well, if you want to get married, then you can propose to me. And I said it half jokingly, but she's taking it seriously. So maybe we'll be on season two of this show.
Well, and that's the thing though. It's like, Dean, so far when we in the show, younger men, when presented with this whole idea, were kind of like, hey, that might be kind of cool that a woman would be so into me and love me so much that she would actually, do this huge gesture of love and commitment and be willing to ask me to marry her. Like some of them in their response was like, they would be very flattered. That's how a lot of the younger men responded. And a lot of our older traditional men, that I met that were actually, you know, friends of the bride's family, extended friends and family of the brides, you know, the older gentlemen were like, no, this is not right. You shouldn't be doing this. This is, you know, this is backwards. This is out of order. He's supposed to be, why isn't he proposed to my sister? You know, there was one brother who was really upset, like, you know, why should you even have to be doing this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I agree. Mm-hmm. Sierra, I'm curious to hear your thoughts on this whole concept.
So me personally, I'm really excited to, you know, to watch this. That's, it's going to be amazing. It's going to be great. I don't have a problem asking a man to marry me. If I want to marry him and I'm ready to marry him, why can't I ask, you know? So that's my idea, you know, for that. Sometimes men need to be guided, you know, and sometimes they need a little push or a little nudge. They don't realize what they got, you know? So, sometimes you do have to say, look, you know, like, I want to marry you. I want this with you and I want a life with you. Are you in or are you out? Cause if you're out, stop wasting my time, honey. So I don't know. I think it's amazing. And it does give women, like, you know, power and say, and I think that, you know, I think that's something, you know, that dates like way back. Like, I feel like, you know, women were more seen as like property, and they didn't have a voice, and they didn't have a right to vote, and they didn't have a right to do this or that. Right. So obviously the norm was the man ask. It's all about the man when he wants it, how he wants it, and he pulls the strings. But I think that as time changes and, you know, we are no longer their property, right. We are, you know, equals to them, that we should be able to ask too, you know, but that's just me. A lot of people may not agree.
I see. I agree with where you're coming from. How come it's been so romanticized throughout the years? I'm curious then, because I agree. It is kind of like it was like a transactional thing a long time ago, and we've kind of gotten away from it. Now it's become this big romantic gesture. I'm just curious maybe where that transition took place, you know?
No, me too. I'm curious too. And I mean, I definitely want to know like what your thoughts are about it, Rebecca, you know, on gender roles and if they are outdated and like kind of how you feel about it. Like,
yeah, I agree.
Pretty interested.
Sierra, you hit the nail on the head. We're talking about thousands of years, guys, of, you know, patriarchal, the man's the leader, you know, I think sometimes in 2022, it's easy for us to forget that it wasn't that long ago that women really didn't have hardly any rights. It was, if you go back just to the 70s, guys, divorce was very new, even the concept of getting divorced. And in divorces, women would lose all rights to their children. They would give the children to the men because they were considered to be, because they were breadwinners and women didn't have a lot of money, right? The kids would automatically go to the husbands. We're talking about the right to vote, the right to work, the right to make money, the right. I mean, all of this stuff is, I mean, considering history, this is all very new. It doesn't feel new to us in this, you know, current last two generations right here, but it is very new. And so to really turn it around and for women to be proposing is really turning the whole concept of traditional gender roles on its head, right? And I love what Sierra is saying, because what I saw in the show, we predominantly, our brides were 25 to 35, our young women from Houston, right? And these are empowered women. I said it throughout every episode in the show that this takes a bold woman. This takes a confident woman. This takes a very empowered, almost more like boss chick type of young woman, right? Because the traditional stuff and all of that, you're just going to throw that out the window. Anybody who is really still stuck on that is, you know, never going to do this. So that is really who the show is really showcasing. It's just a lot of bold, confident young women who are saying, and guys, it's not even people who have been together for like, you know, tons and tons of years. We had couples that have been together like a year, all the way up to 7+ years. And, you know, those 7+ years, they're kind of like, wait a minute, what are we doing? It's time to, you know, it should get off the pot, right? Like,
yeah.
But in those couples that were like a year, it's more like she's in love. She's met what she considers to be the one that he's just, you know, amazing to her. And she's ready to do this.
Yeah. I'm excited to watch too, because as much of a statement it is that they're making to propose to their men, to then put that on television as well as a whole new dynamic of it, you know, because it's not something that we're used to seeing on TV. So you're opening yourself up to a lot of scrutiny and criticism for it. So definitely takes a lot of courage to do what they're doing. I really respect that.
A lot of courage. And especially because the only the only visuals we've had of women proposing, I don't know about you guys, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but the only time I've seen this is like these viral, cringy video clips on Instagram, you know, where a woman's getting down on one knee or something in public and he's like walking away and you're like, no, don't do it, sis, get up. You know, like, yeah. Just like so embarrassed for her. And so this is, you know, quite different because these are very real relationships. Some of these couples have children together. I mean, these are very real women, real relationships where I think the women's timeline is saying, let's do this and let's see what the man's going to do.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's the format of the show going to be like? Is each episode going to be focusing on a different couple?
Mm-hmm. One couple per episode, so 8 couples.
Okay. And then do we get to follow them around, like post and pre-marriage and all that stuff? Or what do we get to see?
The entire episode is literally, when I say we are hitting the ground running, because we've got 3 days to plan proposal and complete wedding. So they're meeting me as their life and love coach. That's the introduction. And then I'm getting in, I start digging because I want to know, you know, the truth behind the relationship, what's really going on, what issues may be there. Why is she doing this, right? We got to be able to understand what is the reason for why you're doing this. And so Each episode is literally walking us through that coaching process and then up to proposal, which, by the way, is in her wedding dress.
Oh, wow.
She's proposing in her wedding dress. And then if he says yes, we go right into a beautiful wedding with vows and everything.
And how quickly into meeting these couples can you tell whether or not it's going to work out?
Guys, I'm going to be honest. some of these couples really threw me. Some of them that I was like, my girlfriend, are you sure you want to do this? Like, I'm nervous for you, right? Like, I don't, based on just the facts, I don't see how we came to this decision to do this. And then, you know, the man is absolutely in love with her, and he's just head over heels excited when she proposes, and they're off to get married. And I'm sitting there like, okay, I guess. This, it worked, you know. So I gave up trying to judge one way or the other. I would get these very strong feelings of, you know, this is definitely a yes. Oh my God, they're so in love, and I love her family and his family, and it's just an amazing dynamic, and the families love each other, and then it was a no. And devastation.
Do you think there's any coming back from a rejected proposal? Like, let's say you asked to get to marry you and then they say no. Is there any coming back from that? Or is that like the end of the relationship entirely?
I think it depends on the woman. I think it, you know, personality types play into this a lot, Dean. You know, some people are fiery and angry, and, you know, it's, you can piss someone off and she's feisty, and, you know, and it's like, you don't get another chance. In my observations from the couples, I'll say, I think it depends a lot on the explanations for why it may be a no, right? Like, what is it real? Is it, you know, that we really need to take more time? We haven't been together long enough, or is it he's making up some lame excuses and is, you know, really never has any intention of really marrying her? And, you know, and I think that in this situation, when you do something this big, it, you don't have a choice but to face the reality of whatever that answer is, right? You know how in relationships, we can kind of put our head in the sand, and women can kind of, oh, you know, she's in her head with the fairy tale, and, you know, and it's, oh, you know, one day he's going to propose, and we're in love, and she might be ignoring a gazillion red flags that it's not what, you know, she wants it to be, or thinks it is. But it, I think in with this show, in that moment, there's just no denying this is a definitive yes or no. And, you know, some of the guys, like with the no's, I was just sitting there like, that was the lamest, like, I can't even, you couldn't do better than that. Like,
I also don't know how someone would be able to come back from a no on the show, because, you know, you have, as a woman, going out on such a limb and proposing specifically on national TV, but just even proposing in general, and kind of like we talked about flipping those social norms upside down, and then to have the guy say no, I think as the woman who's taking this chance of proposing to her man, whew, that's a tough one to come back from.
The crazy thing to me too is the proposal is one thing, but then you guys go straight into the wedding. That's crazy.
That's a lot of pressure.
Sierra, even just at the top of this podcast was saying, oh, engagements can be broken, and they certainly can be, but not if you go right into the marriage. You know, you don't really have much time to figure all that out.
You got about 5 minutes to break that thing off.
Yeah.
So this is my question for you, Rebecca. What are the men, you know, getting asked caught off guard, you know, what do they think is going on? Like, how are they unaware of what's happening? You know, if this is their partner, and typically you know what your partner's doing or what your partner's up to or their schedules, right? And all of a sudden your partner's like, you know, weird, you know, and, you know, do they suspect something's happening? I mean, kind of what, you know, how are they getting this surprise?
So one of the things that OWN did a really great job of is really kind of plotting out exactly how this would be orchestrated in a way for him to not be aware of what was coming. And the first step is that I never meet the men. I never meet the boyfriends, because they're very much aware, you know, ongoing. We have a hit show. They would know my face immediately, right? Like, oh my God, that's that lady from that show. So I never meet the men. And then each episode, there is a show ruse. There's, if the bride, if our lady is a realtor, she's pretending she's on a reality real estate, hot real estate in Houston, right? And so he thinks he's supporting her and her Houston Hot Real Estate show. And so they do these interviews together, and it's more about like, oh, we're going to buy a house or the real estate market and things like that. And he just thinks he's on camera to support her, you know, or whatever the show is about that makes sense for the couple. So each show was different. One couple had where they were going on a fixer-upper show to give him a man cave in the house or something. So he was like so excited because I'm going to get a man cave. And she ends up proposing. And the first thing he said after proposal was like, well, am I still getting my man cave? Like, she's like, oh, that wasn't even anything, you know, real. So yeah, they do a really great job with Sierra of like really keeping him in the dark about what's going on up to that very moment where she is walking up to him in her wedding dress and going to propose, and he turns around and sees her.
Okay.
I've got a question for you. So for our listeners out there, for your reference, I guess, Rebecca, a lot of our listeners, I would say majority of them are women. Let's say someone is in a relationship now. Their partner's dragging their feet when it comes to a proposal. And maybe one of the girls is thinking about proposing to their boyfriend. What kind of advice would you have for someone in that situation?
I think there's really great signs if a man is really thinking long-term and is looking at you like he wants to marry you. He wants you to be his wife one day. There's going to be lots of conversations about your combined future together. There's going to be conversations about children, you know, finances, whatever the future goals, business goals, where you want to live. There's going to be lots of conversation around this because, you know, getting married is just such a huge decision, especially for men, right? So if this is on a man's mind, he's going to be talking about things that even if he doesn't mention the word marriage, he's talking about the two of you in your combined future in big plans. Not like what we're doing next Tuesday for date night, but like, oh yeah, by the way, honey, my 401k is doing this, or like, you know, just the different things that go along with very serious, the issues of life, right? The real stuff. And so if he is not having any of those types of conversations, I mean, Dean, I don't encourage any woman to think about proposing without having some conversations to even know if you're on the same page, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it only makes sense if you're going to think about marrying someone, you have to have really great communication. That's number one. With great communication comes sharing. Right. And just talking about your heart's desires, your plans. I mean, so I think that mature couples for sure should be having these conversations about, you know, what they're expecting, what they want. I don't think that any woman should just be proposing out of the blue and, you know, you haven't even had those type of real conversations with him to even know that's where he's at and that's what he wants.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh, well, every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things you love are checked by experts, but not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue check mark that says authenticity guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
I used to have so many men. How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...with zero qualifications...
She had a Harvard plaque.
...tricks her way past a wall of lawyers and agents.
She's got all of these Maseratis and Bentleys all in the driveway.
Is it like a mansion?
Yes, it's a mansion. ...that this queen of the con uses to scam some of the biggest names in professional sports out of untold fortunes.
About $6 million.
Approximately $11 million.
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
Employing whatever means necessary to bleed her victims dry.
She would probably have sex with one of her clients.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jared, what do you think? Do you think it ever would have been a possibility for Ashley to propose to you, or do you think it was always destined for you to ask the question to her?
So the problem is, and Rebecca, I'm sure this is an issue that you face as well, is I feel like a lot of women don't want to propose. They want to wait until their man proposes to them. And that was something that Ashley would be 100% in agreement with. She would have waited till I proposed, because that's just what she wanted. She always wanted to be proposed to.
It's part of the dream. The
exactly.
Yeah.
So there's no way Ashley would have proposed to me. She would have waited. She would have killed me if I didn't propose to her.
All right. That's reasonable. I mean, I could see it going both ways. You know, I agree with the idea of, like, it's kind of ingrained in our heads since a very young age to, you know, like, the guy proposes to the girl and you get married and you have kids and you move in a house, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I always think it's so cool when you hear stories about, like, just like I mean, granted, you guys have a very unique story. Obviously, you proposed to Ashley on a beach in Mexico in front of, yeah, you know, millions of people. I love the unique stories, you know? So, like, I'm sure that we're going to see a lot of great marriages out of this show that we're about to see, Rebecca. And I feel like them being able to tell their children, like, yeah, your mom proposed to me, I think is, like, it's a really cool thing to be able to say to people, you know?
Rebecca, I wanted to ask you before you go too, do you think that this will ever become a staple in our society that will change, where more women do propose? Or do you think it's going to be still what it is now, which is very rare? And then furthermore, do you ever see the construct of marriage changing as society evolves?
Guys, I've said it for several years, and women especially get really upset when I say this, but if things continue to trend the way it's going, I don't believe that we will see marriage as a predominant principle, moral, you know, outlook, expectation, goal in 50 years. I mean, if things keep going the way they're going, and there's just no denying that millennials are leaning away from marriage more towards life partnerships. There's this new thing. Have you heard of this about partner, not partner proposals, but it's like a ceremony, partner ceremonies that are not.
No,
have you heard of this?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I know exactly what you're talking about. When people are basically agreeing to basically be partners for life, a wedding, but without the legalities of a wedding.
Yes,
and being married.
This is a thing.
Sign me up for one, yeah, of those, please. I'll take two. Yeah.
And you know, I'm about to be a grandma, y'all. I'm older. You know, of course, I'm coming from being more traditional. Got married really young, had my kids young, you know, three grown sons, you know, and I talk to my sons. My oldest is 28. He definitely still believes in marriage, but he's not moving fast in that direction. I think we're going to continue to see young people either not getting married or waiting a lot longer before they do get married.
It's called a commitment ceremony.
There we go. Mm-hmm. Commitment ceremony. I just heard about that the other day and I was like, more of this trend, right? Like, why do we have to involve the court systems? Why do we have to involve legal, you know?
And you're 100% right, because the more I think about it, the more everybody dreams of having a wedding and this big day and a celebration of love. But what comes with it is a lot of heaviness with signing your life and really becoming half of a whole, both emotionally, physically, financially, so on and so forth. So it would make sense that everybody's like, well, I want the wedding, but I'm not sure if I want to, like, sign my life away to you, so to speak. That's interesting.
And I think more people do need to take marriage more serious because it is very serious. Like, you know, Sierra, you wouldn't go and just become business partners with some random person you met 3 months ago and sign on the dotted line to start a business with someone you don't even barely know. But we'll, oh, he's got to be the one, she's the one. And
yeah,
3 to 6 months, you're like, oh, we might be getting married. And it's like, that's your whole, like when you sign on the dotted line, it's your whole life. And the one thing I've recently been really thinking about is how men traditionally have been more worried about marriage just because they have typically been the higher breadwinners, earners, right? Income. And then marriage is like this really big risk without a prenup because you can lose half of everything. Your children, if she just wakes up tomorrow and says, oh, I don't love you anymore. And I just want to, I'm going to leave you, divorce you and take your kids. There's like really nothing he can do, which is what I hear from younger men. They've witnessed all of this for years and are saying, you know, I don't really know that I'm down to put my life on the line like that. But now with women making a lot more money, your women are just as much at risk without a prenup marrying somebody and he leaving you and taking half of your money and whatever enterprise you've created.
I'm all for a prenup. I will say, and I don't care when I get married, I'm signing a prenup and I'm all for a prenup because it's like I think people have this idea too, that prenups are, if you get divorced, you get nothing. And I think that it's like, no, it's a contract that you decide together on what's going to happen if we don't work out, under what circumstance. If you cheat, yeah, I'm about to take half of all your, all of it. Yes. But maybe 75%. Shoot. But yeah. And we can put it in there. But if we fall out of love naturally, then we take what's ours. We take, you know, I take what I worked on or whatever. If you're a stay-at-home mom, it's like, okay, for every year that I was a stay-at-home mom, this much money so that I can get back on my feet and get a career because I was a stay-at-home mother, because that's what you wanted and you were the breadwinner. So like prenups are so great, I think so, because it is, it's like going into business. You wouldn't go into business without a contract. So why are you going to get married without one? Like you have these things and it's not about like, well, if you love me, we're going to last forever because blah, blah, blah. No one knows what's going to happen. No one ever knows.
I mean, that's like playing Russian roulette at this point, you know? Yeah. So, I mean, I just think that prenups are a very logical, I think, but that's part of the problem why so many people don't like prenups, because it cuts into the fantasy and romance.
Yeah.
Being in love, you know,
yeah.
And so people don't want to think about if we break up or if you cheat, or they don't want to deal with the reality, and relationships are difficult. Relationships are hard. Marriage is hard. People get mad when I say that too. Marriage is hard. You know, dealing with another human being is not easy when you're merging your life with someone. Yeah.
Most definitely. Well, Rebecca, thank you so much for joining us. For the listeners out there, be sure to check out, it's Marry Me Now, and it's on the Oprah Winfrey Network, right?
And Discovery Plus.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. We're excited to watch. It sounds like it's going to be quite the hoot. So we're looking forward to it. Thanks for joining us.
All right. Thank you, guys.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye.
That's going to do it for this week's episode of Help I Suck at Dating. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Again, Rebecca, thank you for joining us. Be sure to check her show out, Marry Me Now, on the Oprah Winfrey Network on Saturday, March 19th. Sierra, we are excited to see your journey continue on. We want you to go to paradise. Only if you're up for it. Yes. Only if you think you could find a non-F boy down there to fall in love with.
Yeah, if I can get a whole ass man, then yes. I mean, I hope I'm okay to cuss because I have a potty mouth, so sorry. But totally, yeah, okay. I need him to be like 30 or
a man.
You know, I need a man, like 30 is pushing it too. I want him to have like, you know, the features, like he smells of mahogany and rich cedar wood and sipping on an old smoky, old fashioned with a cigar in his mouth.
There you go. There you go. For anyone that's pining after Sierra, you know exactly what it's going to take. Michael Aioli, if you're listening to this, you better show up to paradise with a smoky old fashioned and a cigar in your mouth. Otherwise, you're
blown.
Smell
of mahogany.
Mahogany. I have many leather bound books. Anyways, thank you guys for being here with us for this podcast. Jared, Thanks for taking time out of your busy schedule. I know you're a busy guy these days.
I'm fine.
Cool. Well, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Help I Suck at Dating. Be sure to tune in next week where maybe we suck just a little bit less.
Follow Help I Suck at Dating on iHeartRadio or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Boricua is the name for someone from Puerto Rico, but it's more than a name. It's a way of life and representation of the vibrant spirit of the island.
Let the Boricua spirit welcome you with a warm embrace to start each day and remind you why you travel in the first place.
In Puerto Rico, you can forget where you came from and embrace where you are. With nearly 300 beaches and 300 miles of coastline, there's always new places to explore.
The island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches. There are spots that are perfect for water sports. You can surf, snorkel, paddleboard, or go diving.
To travel to Puerto Rico, there is no passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.